now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. A little bit of rain out there, but that's even a better excuse to take the next hour and join us because we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to Sarah Duncan about Tiny's Town Dog Rescue and how you can help either by getting a dog or maybe helping financially. You never know. Diane Linden's going to talk about her new book, On Fire. It's a great book to get for the last half of summer to read. Andrea Posno-Walker from Poppy's the Florist is going to talk about some easy arrangements for your al fresco dining. And off the top, of course, Sandra Hellemis with food. Hello, yeah. Sandra. How are you?
Hi. I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. And Sarah's in here with us as well. How are you, Sarah?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
Nice to see you. What's for dinner? And also your other... Dinner for one. How's that doing?
It's doing wonderful. It's just a well-needed... area for food for, people in our community.
Good quality food.
Yeah.
What's for dinner, of course, you do prepared meals that for families. Mm-hmm. And then dinner for one is, of course, single servings.
Right.
Now, with the what's for dinner, you can buy pre-seasoned meats and everything. And that would go great for barbecuing, wouldn't it, this time?
Definitely. Barbecuing, especially in this heat. Who wants to, fire up your oven or even on the stove? So the barbecue is great because then also there's no dishes. It's always a big plus.
I love that. Now, have you been eating outside at all this year?
Yeah. It's just because of, I think, with our time, with my kids are so busy, I think you find that too. They just seem not to be around as much either. That's so busy with their friends and everybody's hours are different.
That's very true. That's the weird thing about you get to a certain point and you want to hang with them.
Yeah. They don't want to hang with you.
They don't want to hang with you.
Where are they?
Their schedules, you kind of. And that's why it's nice to sort of have some things prepared. Mm-hmm. Or you end up not even having a dinner sometimes, so you have to kind of make it an effort.
And I have to say, in this point in my life with having teenagers, I'm 9 times out of 10 on a Friday evening, I'm home alone, because they're off doing whatever.
Worrying.
I know. So the dinner for one is my lifesaver now, because honestly, then I'm not going to cook just for one. So I've cooked for everybody in Victoria.
That's a great idea. Now, Sarah, you're past those days, but do you remember when you were, the late teens and... just want to do your own thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Going home for dinner was not an option. Especially on a Friday night.
Oh, gosh, no.
I know. No, and that's the thing. They go out and eat, right? They go out to the latest, the food trucks are a big thing, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Lately. So, that's what they want to do and hang out with their friends.
Rachel, her favorite thing is there's always someone either going, they're going back to school. There's a going, there's a birthday, there's their coming
party,
home.
Party, party, party.
It's continuous, right? The crying, the teary farewells and
happy
homecomings. It's all we do.
Yeah, and Chantel's just getting into that, right? Cause she's got two really good friends that are going to be leaving.
Yeah.
And, one going up, north and one going a bit east to in Canada. So it's going to be hard.
Very hard. But you know what? It sort of flies by, and all of a sudden they're in their fourth year, and people are coming back now, right?
I know. Well, that's the problem. That's what I hear. I said, they come back, and then you can't get them out again. That's the problem. So what do you do?
Now, your daughter did great, too, right, in school?
She did. She actually graduated with distinction. So, and we don't know that when they go get their diploma up on the stage at UVic, which is a beautiful venue. I don't serve. And so there was 340 graduates, and there was only 20 that would, graduate with distinction, and she was one of them. And I was just I was so proud of her.
I was so proud of her.
She worked hard for it.
And what is she up to then next year?
Well, she's, of course, Chantel being the most, she's always got plans, and plans way ahead. She's actually doing a double major, and she's going to be here at U of Vic. Mm-hmm. She's doing theater and creative writing.
So you were going to need to have lots of food ready because the kids are all at home still.
That and, I have a lot of students from U of Vic come in and they're asking for food. So we're going to try and do something with that and see because, my daughter's going to be on campus now too. So,
but living at home.
Living at home.
Right.
Yes.
Because...
Chantel is so smart, but she still needs our help.
Absolutely. But, right now we've still got August left. I can't stand when you hear all these shows and they're saying, summer's over.
Yeah,
summer is not over. I mean, today's a little, a little rainy, but that's okay because we kind of need that. But hopefully the next week it picks up again.
I
think it's really important to take that time and be outside and just enjoy what we have left here.
And so the picnics,
picnics. We go to Mount Tommy. I just drove over on the way here.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning where we live. And it's all free.
I know.
The beaches, the mountains, we can go there and enjoy them, right?
I know, and I think when we first moved here, 13 years ago, I couldn't get over how many people did not go to the ocean, like to the coastline, like on a weekly basis even. And you just get so busy that you forget to go outside on the perimeters of, you know, where the coast is and just see the beautiful land. I mean, we live, I believe, in the most beautiful place in Canada.
We do. So. And now, Sarah, you have the dogs. Do you go to the beaches a lot or the parks or take
several
advantage?
Several times a week. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm really grateful for beaches because it wears them out as well without me having to exert too much energy. Yeah.
It's so much fun, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And are you a local girl?
Actually, no. I grew up in Ireland.
Ireland?
Yes, yeah, but I've been in Victoria since 1994, so.
I can't hear an accent. Can you, Sandra?
Ireland?
Ireland.
A little bit. She's wearing green.
She's wearing green. Okay, well, that's where Well, speaking of green mm-hmm. salads, what mm-hmm. kind of stuff? You know, I think we can get these nice barbecues going and we've got a lovely, you know, roast on or barbecue mm-hmm. hamburgers. What kind of sides can we do? Because that's always kind of a stumbling block. Sometimes people go and they'll buy them. But what can we make that's easy? A salad, a potato salad? Give us some recipes.
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting is I've heard a lot of people are starting to barbecue or grill their vegetables, like really like the peppers and all that. Like we tend to not think about doing the vegetables on there.
Right.
Like we always tend to think about doing the meat and the potatoes. I like to do the potatoes in the foil because then again, it's all about dishes, right? I don't have to do any dishes. So you cut them up, put some rosemary, salt and pepper, you know, some butter in there. And it's easy. But I'm finding a lot of my friends are doing, they're getting into this grilling of the vegetables and, you know, the eggplant. But you have to make sure, like, unfortunately, my barbecue needs probably a bit of help, you know. And I find that it's...
Hot spots?
Well, that and then the grill itself sticks a bit. Like if I tried doing the vegetables, you
I
have to
you
really...
I think you get one of those baskets, don't you? And you can put
You know,
all
I've
there.
Never tried... I've been wanting, I've been looking at them and thinking... But then I'm thinking, oh, do I have to wash that? Like that's my thought, right? I hate dishes.
You should see me. I made some hamburgers the other day and I had to defrost a little enough so some were okay and some I kind
of... You had to re-help.
Together. And so I made these monster burgers and put some cheese between and they were like the size of this desk.
It took forever to make.
And then my son went out, so I was the barbecue, and I don't use barbecue. Man, there was flames flying everywhere.
That's when you need that water bottle, right?
How do I tell if they're ready? It's going to be really good, or people are going to have to go to the hospital, one or the other.
The neighbor's calling the fire department.
Absolutely.
Oh, there's Patty barbecuing again.
August, end of August, corn. Mm-hmm. Of course, nowadays you get corn any time, well, mm-hmm. you know, earlier in the season.
Yeah.
What kind of corn dishes? I guess we can make, like, take them off the corn.
Yeah, I've actually barbecued corn on the barbecue, too. Like, I soak it, so the husks are, you know, and you just throw them on that way. But there's, we didn't have it this year, but we used to make a really good roasted corn with red pepper, with a red pepper type dressing salad. And it's a lot of work, though. But is it ever good? But, you know, corn probably isn't one salad that when I think of a salad that I really think about. You know, I guess I'm trying to look more at some of the more greens that they have out there right now, the salad greens and that you can get with the local markets that you typically can't get in the wintertime.
And do you make your own dressings?
I do.
And what kind of?
I generally do. I should say there are some dressings in my fridge that aren't. But it's sometimes you're in a rush or the dressings I make may not necessarily be what the kids like. And that's the
What
other
do you
thing.
Like to make?
I just like to make, I like a poppy seed dressing. It's a bit sweeter. How I'm do you make more that? Sweet than savory. It's just sugar.
Sugar, okay.
Sugar and there's olive oil and there's poppy seeds and.
You just buy them in a.
Yeah, it's just, and the problem with that, though, too, is poppy seeds sometimes get in your teeth. So you can't really, you know, eat it when you're trying. Yeah, no, not for your renewal thing.
Oh, yes.
No, that wouldn't go off. But I think, you know, vinaigrettes are really easy to make. And I think people get intimidated on that. But you have your base, kind of your oil, your red vinegar, your balsamic. And balsamic's very sweet. So you can just, even I just, very easy, just an oil and balsamic and just throw that on, too. And it's... And it's,
so
like
with
it.
That base, you can add anything you want. Give it a shake and put it on your salad.
Yeah. Because if you have the greens and everything, you really don't need a tons of... And you know what I'll do, too, is a very easy one is a lentil salad. You just cook the lentils, the green lentils. It doesn't take long. Get the feta at Costco, you know, the big things of feta that you can get. And you just crunch the feta in there when the beans drain them. Cut up some purple onion and put some of the juice from the feta in there. You're done. It is so good.
Wow.
It's so easy.
That sounds yummy.
And it's so good. It takes literally like maybe 10 minutes to make.
I've never cooked lentils before. What is your go-to for summer?
Oh, I love, I actually grow a lot of my
own. And not the restaurant.
You grow a lot of your own?
Yes, yeah. So my vegetables are very happy actually with the rain last night because they tend to get neglected when I've got a lot of the dogs around.
Yeah. More and more people are doing gardens now. Do you notice that?
I do. What do you grow in your garden then?
Oh, I've got peas, corn, lettuce. My heads of lettuce are massive because they keep just growing. Lots of tomatoes, strawberries, broccoli.
Wow.
So I make a salad out of like all of that stuff.
That's a big commitment. Now with the lettuce too, don't you just keep plucking it and it keeps
You can. Back? I've just let it grow this year though. So they're huge. They really are massive.
You're going to have a great big huge salad party or what?
Tristan did a lettuce. He did a little lettuce box this year. And of course then kind of left it. It grew and grew and grew. It grows like a weed, doesn't it? And then now it's kind of very sad looking because I don't think it got enough water.
Oh, well, at least
that's
you tried.
Problem.
We come back. We're going to talk also to Poppy's the florist about some great flowers to go with your outdoor dining. Back in a minute.
When it rains, it pours. Or will it? We get it right with an accurate, up-to-the-minute forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
When you hear the word catering, you think food. But food is just the basics. What else are you bringing? If you're Casanova Catering, you're bringing the whole package. From cooking to party planning to decorating to elaborate entree presentations, Casanova Catering will deliver an experience that will wow you. And the food, picture salmon, roast beef, Parisian potatoes, vegetarian, Portuguese, Italian, Greek, Spanish, East Indian. This is how a wedding or office lunch should be. Casanova Catering, the whole package. Learn more at CasanovaCatering.com.
Who is Elizabeth Child?
Elizabeth Child.
Orphan Black, the original space series, comes to CTV. Tatiana Maslany.
Just keep away from me.
Critics' Choice Award for Best Actress.
We're cloaked. We're someone's experiment and they're killing us off.
She looked exactly like me.
You're already dead.
In a spellbinding, twisted thrill ride.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm not mad.
She killed herself.
Orphan Black.
How many of us are there?
Starts Friday at 9 on CTV.
From personal training to sports physiotherapy, chiropractic shockwave, and surgical rehabilitation, Synergy Health Center has you covered for total body wellness.
At Synergy Health Center, we have everything you need to achieve your total body health and wellness goals. A health center for disease and injury treatment, a wellness center for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and many sports performance services. We've got you covered as Victoria's largest integrated health and wellness team.
Synergy Health Center, near Quadra and McKenzie, and SynergyHealthManagement.com. Life is long. Live it well.
Your neighborhood Fairway Market is all dressed up in celebration of the Canada Dry Victoria Drank and Boat Festival. You'll be celebrating too with hot price specials throughout each store. Fairway is proud to support the BC Cancer Society's Lights of Courage. Choose a colorful lantern when you donate $2. It's Fairway's 50th year of serving Vancouver Island. Fairway Market, proud to be local and fresher than ever.
Fairway, every day.
We are back in the studio. We have Sarah Duncan, we have Sandra Hellemus, and on the phone we have Andrea Posno-Walker from Poppy's the Florist. How are you, Andrea?
Very well, thank you.
That's great. We're just talking about al fresco dining and all the stuff that we can do in our yard. You have a great thing at What's for Dinner Now, which is delivery.
Yes, we brought on delivery. How convenient is that? Not only do we assemble your meals, but we can deliver them right to your door or at work. So, the dinner for one, actually, a lot of people were asking for that, especially with the elders in our community, the elderly people. So, and now we're at the point that, you know, we have to look at hiring someone to, you know, kind of on a part-time basis.
That's a good problem to have.
It is. It is. And very particular.
Now, in the break, we were also talking about, Sarah, you were saying you had a great, lovely garden. And, Andrea, we're going to talk today about sort of that sort of look of, looks like it's an easy arrangement that you come into Poppy's, maybe buy a few different stems and put it together in a different kind of vessel that can be in your dining table. How do we go about that? Do we first look for the color or the kind or the height of the flower?
Well, it depends on where it's going in the container. That we always start with, what are we putting it in?
And I right? know that you always talk about recycling them, too. We don't have to always think about getting a new one each time. And I know you do have a recycling program there, too.
Well, we have a vase return program here. So if you do buy a vase arrangement and it comes with a vase and you don't want to keep that vase, you can bring it in. And it can use it as a credit towards your next bouquet.
That's a great
idea. We just
want
to encourage people not to get, you know, feel like they're getting stuck with too many vases or vases that they don't think that are appropriate. You know?
And I'm sure lots of people are listening right now nodding, going, oh, yeah, I got like
a
cupboard
full. Exactly. Lots of people do have a cupboard full. And there's only certain vases that we take back. Like the vases that we take back are typically the ones that came from here because there's certain kinds of vases we don't carry. But for the most part, most clean, good condition vases, we can reuse them. So it's just kind of trying to be a little bit more on the environmental side of things. But people are using all different kinds of containers as long as they're watertight containers. You can pretty much make a flower arrangement in anything, right?
And mason jars, you know, for dining, Sandra, I see a lot of that, like from the candles along the pathway or on the dining table to for your drinks. And, and Andrea, I guess for arrangements too with these little mason jars.
Well, especially with weddings right now, we're finding that the vintage look is really in. So mason jars, lace, believe it or not, lace of every size and or kind and description is back.
That's so cool. Hey,
fresh.
I've got the vintage look.
You're in again.
So lace, and what application are they using that in?
Well, we're using, like today, for example, we did some beautiful bouquets and we had used a lot of Queen Anne's lace in there, which is a kind of flower that I'm sure you're familiar with. It looks, it grows everywhere all over Victoria this time of year. And then we had big open garden roses and faded eucalyptus, which has like little berries on it. It's a very loose, soft, vintage sort of look that looks just sort of not contrived. It's just like a hand, like somebody went to the garden and gathered flowers and tied them, you know?
I love that. And I think that's what I was talking about too with our dining table outside, that kind of look that it takes effort to put together, but it looks very casual and people like that feel, right? It takes them back.
Oh, for sure. And it's just a very informal. It's just lovely. It's more natural. I think for a while there, especially because of the kind of designs that we do here at Poppy, we do a lot of very contemporary sort of unique floral design, like floral art. But in the summertime when all the garden flowers are out, people lean more towards that sort of natural, loose, outdoorsy, you know, look. They're not as into the whole contrived, very straight lines as we might get into, you know, for different kinds of things. It all depends on the occasion and where you're putting it. There's just, floral art is insane. We can do so much. It's like a box of crayons. There's so many possibilities.
Okay, so say today someone's having a little dinner party outside, 6, 7, 8 people. What's a nice sort of arrangement? They came in to see you, a few different, like the flowers you were just talking about, to put together in a nice little centerpiece. What kind of greens would you put with that? What kind of extras would you add?
Well, right now, there's a lot of garden flowers available. So things like, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Lismachia, it's called gooseneck, or it's just like a little skinny white flower. It's so beautiful. The dahlias are coming into season. Dahlias are beautiful. They're great for summer outdoor garden flower type. And you can get them anywhere because they grow locally. Local flowers seem to be really, really popular at this time of year. People don't necessarily want to bring imports in for, you know, when the flowers are in abundance all over the place here. And they are more cost effective, too. So our local growers bring in roses, spray roses, Alstroemeria, which is a really long-lasting, pretty garden flower. Freesia. I mean, there's lots
of
sweet pea right now. Sweet peas are beautiful. There's just so much. There's delphinium. There's larkspur. There's lots and lots of different local cut garden flowers right now that you can get everywhere.
And what's the idea when you put them in the vase? Do you have to make sure you fill every hole? Or like, how would you make this different than a really modern arrangement?
Well, it's just, you still want to make it look like there's balance. You don't want to have all the flowers flopping over to one side.
Right. My problem.
Yeah.
Well, the trick day is actually to start with your greenery. If you put some greenery into the vase before you start, then it's going to help keep the flowers where you put them when you put them in the vase. If you have an empty vase, you put a flower in, it's automatically going to fall to one side.
And what do we always
That's
do?
That's my problem. I put the flowers in
That's
first.
That's a great
Don't put
tip.
The flowers in first. Start wow. with the greenery. Seriously, it'll change your life.
That is a really good tip.
Yeah, you just put your greenery in first, and you can cut greenery right out of your garden this time of year. There's all kinds of things out there. Lots of people are using even herbs, you know, to accent their floral designs, and it makes it smell nice. So the thing with the garden flowers is they don't tend to last as long. The trick with garden flowers especially, the water can get quite murky really quickly. Just if you change the water every couple days, every day even, it's going to extend the life of your flowers a lot. So just really remember fresh, clean water. Don't if you wouldn't step in that water, then don't put your flowers in.
So would you put in those little packets of that sugar?
Floral food does help, and it also has an antibacterial agent in it, but I wouldn't rely on that. I'm more an advocate of it's better to give it fresh, clean water than to rely on this packet of chemicals, right?
And really, the flowers, even if they last a few days, it's really about that beauty and what they do for you while you have them, right? Instead of thinking they have to last for 2 weeks or
something. That's why we have a whole different set of flowers that we can use for weddings that we may not normally carry, because they only have to last for that event. You know, they're beautiful. They're going to be perfect. These only have a vase life of 2 to 3 days, but we get them in. They look amazing for the event, but then they don't. Because for the most part, when people are looking to send flowers as a gift or for themselves for the home, they want things that are going to last a little bit longer.
Right.
So we can guide you and tell you, oh, well, actually, these are really beautiful for your event, but they're not going to last more than just the day or a couple of days there. Like dahlias are a perfect example. Dahlias don't tend to last more than a few days.
Do you have any tips with the dahlias, like when you cut them? I know we always get those earwigs. Is there any tips on how to... Because you bring them in the house and all of a sudden there's these earwigs.
Yeah, I just make sure there's no earwigs on them before.
Give them a good shake, right?
Yeah, I give them a good shake.
They don't like to come out. I tried submerging them.
Yeah, that's one thing about the organic and the local stuff. If it's coming straight out of the garden, more than likely you're going to get a few critters along the way as well.
And what about the mason jars? You were talking about those for weddings. Tell us about some of those arrangements and I guess they're little short flowers. You would cut them, the stems are
Don't be discouraged if the flower in the buckets at the stores or in the garden, if the flower stems are long, you can definitely cut them shorter. Some people look at flowers and go, oh, but I'm just using a little short mason jar and that stem is so long. It's like, well, don't worry about it. Just you're only interested in the pretty part, which is usually at the top, right?
Right. We're so practical, right? We think we have to use the whole thing.
Yeah, people are so afraid to cut the flowers shorter, but you really have to cut things shorter. And they do last longer. The closer the bloom is to the water source, the longer that flower will last. So it's better to do short, fat arrangements than it is to do the tall ones, really.
Well, you've given us some great ideas today. Tell people how they can get a hold of you at Poppy's the Florist.
Oh, you can check us out on our website at poppiesfloralart.com. We're open 7 days a week, so we're here Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 till 4, and Sunday 11 till 4. So.
And, of course, we'll talk later in the season because, of course, courses will be coming up in October, which are lots of fun. And,
yes, they're really fun.
Sandra, what about you for What's for Dinner and Single Servings, Dinner for One? That's right. The two.
Well, Dinner for One, it's dinnerforone.ca. Mm-hmm. And also What's for Dinner, it's whatsfordinner.ca with the number 4. And they can call us at the store.
Perfect. And delivery. So
I know.
Get ready for school.
Yes.
You'll be all set.
Stock up.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk to Diane Linden about her new book.
The fans. The ballpark. The crack of the bat. You can imagine how it feels. Be part of the magic. The Victoria Harbor Cats. See them take on the Bellingham Bells at Royal Athletic Park today. Book your group outing for barbecue and baseball on the Wilson's Transportation Group Deck. Table and bleacher seating is available for 2 to 102. Tickets include delicious burger choices and all-you-can-eat accompaniments. Book in advance online at harborcats.com.
From personal training to sports physiotherapy, chiropractic shockwave, and surgical rehabilitation, Synergy Health Center has you covered for total body wellness.
At Synergy Health Center, we have everything you need to achieve your total body health and wellness goals. A health center for disease and injury treatment, a wellness center for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and many sports performance services. We've got you covered as Victoria's largest integrated health and wellness team.
Synergy Health Center, near Quadra and McKenzie, and SynergyHealthManagement.com. Life is long. Live it well.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's 11:30. Good morning. I'm Adam Sterling. A 25-year-old man is scheduled to appear in court today in relation to a joint investigation into drug trafficking in the Victoria area. Saanich police say two assault rifles were recovered in addition to several kilograms of cocaine and more than $100,000 in cash yesterday after search warrants were executed at two homes in the Gordon Head area. Police say the 25-year-old was arrested at the corner of Blanchard and Finlayson in relation to the investigation. He was said to be in possession of several ounces of cocaine at the time of the arrest. Police say the investigation is ongoing. There will be a funeral held roughly half an hour from now for two boys killed by an African rock python in New Brunswick. 4-year-old Noah Barth and his 6-year-old brother Connor were asphyxiated in their sleep by the reptile. They were found Monday morning. The snake escaped from an enclosure in the apartment where they were attending a sleepover. Reverend Maurice Frenette says today is not about trying to explain why the tragedy occurred. Instead, it is to provide comfort to those left behind. Authorities in Connecticut say four people were killed when a small plane crashed into two homes near the New Haven Airport. Fire officials say two were on the plane and two were in one of the houses yesterday. All the bodies have been removed from the burned houses now. Family member identifies two of the people as former Microsoft executive Bill Henningsgaard and his teenage son. The two small children, meanwhile, were killed in the home. Investigators, meanwhile, still on the scene near Cache Creek here in British Columbia, where a teenage pilot crashed and died. 16-year-old Lorne Perreault of Kamloops was killed when his rented Cessna 172 aircraft crashed Tuesday. David Cruz, co-owner of the school that owned the aircraft, has said Perreault was outside his designated flying area and performing maneuvers that were not authorized by the company at the time of the crash. Iraqi officials say 40 people have been killed in a wave of car bombings targeting cafes and markets around the Iraqi capital today. The attacks came as Iraqis were out celebrating the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Police officials say the deadliest of the attacks took place near an outdoor market in the southeastern suburbs of Baghdad, killing 7 people and wounding 20. CFAX 1070 News Time is 11:32. CFAX 1070 weather. We are expecting mainly cloudy skies this morning, along with a chance of showers, even the risk of a thunder shower. Clearing this afternoon, though, windy with a high of 21. Tonight, a few clouds, increasing overnight, a low of 12. Sunday, mainly cloudy skies, along with a chance of showers, clearing in the afternoon with a high of 22. Monday brings a mix of sun and cloud, chance of showers with a high of 22 as well. Outside the CFAX studios right now, it is 17 degrees. I'm Adam Sterling. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria is News Authority CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio with Sandra Hellemis from What's for Dinner, and also we have Sarah Duncan, Tiny's Town Dog Rescue.
Yeah, it's a bit of a word. It's a hard one.
But it's such a great story, and people can look at the website and get the whole background. But tell us about Tiny.
Well, you know, I was at work last year, and I just looked up the SPCA hours. I was one of those people that didn't want to hear about animal abuse. So I said, don't tell me, and I wouldn't look. And I just wanted to know their hours to see if they were open until 5:30. And her story was just right there. Like, I couldn't avoid it.
Yeah.
And it just affected me to the core. She got into my soul, and I just couldn't shake her. Like, I even get teary-eyed thinking about her. So I called the SPCA, like, every day and followed her sort of progress. And when she physically came out of the woods, you know, thought she'd maybe be okay. And then she wasn't. You know, she had to be euthanized in the end. Her neglect and abuse had just led to that. So I just couldn't shake her. I really couldn't shake her.
And tell me what, I know you say you're at a certain age now and you found what you were meant to be doing. What were you doing before that, and how? Why do you think this was so meant to be for you?
Well, for years I worked at Coast Capital Savings. I was a mortgage broker. I worked in real estate as an administrator.
Wow.
You know, I never was doing what I was meant to do, you know.
Didn't feel right.
No, I never connected with it. I never loved my job.
Yeah.
But I always loved dogs. And I always thought if I won the lottery, I'm definitely having a rescue. That's what I want to do with my life. So not being able to shake Tiny kind of just gave me the courage to take a leap of faith and see if I could do something. And at minimum, I could save a couple of dogs in the process, you know. So that sort of...
Now, financially, this is quite a move because you're going from a full-time job making good money to really doing something out of love.
Yes. Yeah, it's quite the step backwards financially, but the rewards are so much bigger. Like, the rewards of these dogs are just... You can't even put them in the same category.
I can see that. Finances, I can see that. You know. And, you know, the website, it's good, the story, and you've got some backers and you need some more to help this. But you had your first four rescue dogs in July. And tell people the website and if they want to look at pictures because, oh, my gosh, they're so cute.
Yeah. If you Google Tiny's Town Dog Rescue, that's the best way to get to it because it's a free website, so it's a crazy URL. So just Google Tiny's Town Dog Rescue and it comes up right away. And the first four dogs that came up, Nico, Fauna, Blondie, and Peanut. Yeah, they were fantastic little dogs. Just, I wasn't sure what to expect. I wasn't sure if they were going to have issues or if they were going to be difficult. Or they were the most amazing dogs I've ever met. Just grateful for everything.
And I think people have to realize that they hear rescue, they go, oh, no, that's going to have a lot of problems. And I was telling you in the break that we have Taco, who is a rescue dog, and I saw them on HUD's News, CTV Vancouver Island. And I just mentioned, you know, about these rescue dogs. And he never really liked small dogs that much. And I know you have two big dogs. And we had Sophie. And, you know, it was the best thing we ever did. This little dog is part Chihuahua, part a miniature Italian Greyhound, and is so thankful every day. Never walks, runs everywhere, happy to be there, and has given us way more joy than we've given to her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as I was saying to you on the break, it's so ironic because the difference between the rescues and my dog, who's been spoiled rotten since he was 7 weeks old, you know, they would be like, thank you for looking at me. Like, wow, you looked at me. And my dog is like, don't even kiss me right now. You know, I don't approve of your choices in life. You know, like, don't kiss me. You couldn't possibly love me. So the difference is absolutely amazing. It's like they know they were saved. They know they're safe now, and there's nothing but gratitude in their souls and their eyes. Like, it's unbelievable.
But in the beginning, they take a few days to acclimatize. I know on your blog you said you, as soon as they arrived, you wanted to take them for a walk.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not the best move, you know.
No, it was not a good idea. I had it all arranged and someone to help me walk them and put the leashes on, and immediately three of them started just squirreling in circles because I guess they're dragged around a lot in these rescues in the States, in the high kill shelters. So the leashes is a punishment thing to them. So it was a horror, you know, it totally terrified them right off the bat. So, you know, learning lessons. I won't do that to the next group to come up.
Well, ours was also from California, and I guess they get euthanized very quickly. 24 hours, I believe. So if you've lost a dog, there's so many shelters, you may not find your dog. And a lot of them are from factories and what have you. Tell us what you know about these dogs and their backgrounds.
Well, it's pretty horrific. You know, it's something like maybe 55% of the dogs that go into these high kill shelters are even viewable. And out of that, you know, 55% of dogs that go in, maybe 25% are claimed or adopted. There's a dog put down every 5 seconds. And it's, you know, it's really horrific down there. There's gas chambers. They're not nice places, these dogs are. And sometimes dogs, as you said, are 24 hours, that's it, to be viewed. And then they're shipped right away to be euthanized.
And, you know, there's so many cute little souls out there. And they add so much. And they don't ask anything. This little Taco... you know, we have toys in the yard, so our dog Sophie's kind of taught her how to be a dog, and she drags around these toys and she shakes them like Sophie does, and she's like so happy to have a toy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and people that maybe don't get dogs, you know, it's really important that we do think that these little animals, these little souls are important, because they are.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what a dog gives to you, you can't find anywhere else. I don't think, anyway, for me personally. Dogs are just phenomenal. And as I said, these rescues, they just seem to know. And they seem to connect with me within sort of 10 minutes of, like, you're the one that saved us. And I had, you know, three people come over to volunteer, and they wouldn't go near them. They were all on me. And I'm like, okay, guys, you got to go and play with these people so I can get some work done. They're like, no, we're good with you.
Oh, they're thankful every day.
Yeah.
Lots of kisses. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how you can help and maybe get a dog of your own.
Rain. Sun. snow?
We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening,
it's here.
Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Hi, it's Wes Liu for CFAX 1070. We're out in Machozen today for the Bite Me Fishing Derby. If you're a fishing enthusiast and you haven't heard of the Derby before, we're at the Peddler Bay RV Resort and Marina for a salmon fishing derby to support salmon conservation. The first salmons are coming in right now. One of them is weighing 33.1 pounds, so that's going to be the one to beat. The Derby's happening today and tomorrow, so if you want to take part, there are prizes and raffles here, including a $4,000 cash prize for the first salmon weighing 44 pounds and over, as well as prizes for the top 10 heaviest catches. So grab your poles. You can sign up here at 925 Peddler Bay Road, or you can head to the web at bitemederby.ca. My name is Wesley, and that's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert! Dodge Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodge prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery.
Information alert!
100% locally owned and operated Dodge Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DodgeFurniture.com.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Assorted Christy Triscuit or Wheat Thins Crackers. More rewards price. 3 packs for $6. Or assorted Breyers Creamery Style Ice Cream or Frozen Yogurt. More rewards price. Just $4.99 each. Plus, don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Save On Foods. BC's very own since 1915.
We are back in the studio, Sandra Hellemis, and we're talking to Sarah Duncan from Tiny's Town Dog Rescue.
Yes.
And you can also contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, my website, and find out more information, or just Google Sarah's information and you'll see the story. Now, you've got a little bit of funding coming in with Bosley's have helped out in July and a few other sponsors. What are you needing from people to help you continue with this and bring more and more dogs in?
Yeah, Bosley's on Burnside have been amazing. They collected food all of July, and they did a fundraiser for us, which Save On Foods donated the hot dogs and stuff. So that was phenomenal. We made about $600 that day. The reality is I can only sort of hold the financially myself for about another 6 months. So what I'm hoping to do is generate enough money for the rescue to run itself, which will be the rent. I rent a place. And right now we're sort of holding our own with, I just sent $1,000 back down to California, which pays for the spaying and the neutering and the shots before they come up. So it's holding its own with the needs of the dogs, but the expenses outside, like the house and that sort of stuff, it's not coming close to sort of covering that stuff yet.
Right. And of course with these dogs, there's so many of them. That's why we need rescues here and in other countries and other places, because there's just way too many dogs to there's not enough people down the States even doing this to help.
No, not at all. And too many people, we're still breeding so many dogs and puppy mills, and, people are buying dogs in pet stores and stuff. And that's what really adds to the problem, is that there's an overpopulation of pets. So it means 5 million are put down a year.
Yeah. Now, you've got 8 coming up in August.
Yes, the
and
end
do you know
of
what you're getting? Or
The second most put-down dog in the States is Chihuahua Crosses. Pit bulls are the number one. My sort of rescue can only take 25 pounds or under. Mm-hmm. So the biggest need is the Chihuahua Crosses. So I'm getting 6 of those, and I'm getting 2 what we kind of call fluffies, which are hypoallergenic dogs. So they could be Shih Tzu, Poodle, Crosses. And that's because a couple of foster homes that I've set up have allergies. So, I'd love to just take up 20. I'd love to take up as many as possible. But financially, to get them all vetted and, their
bleed
treatment.
So you pay for all that, too, up front?
Yeah. They come up and, they have to go see a vet right away, even though they have a vet certificate. Like, the people I work with in California are phenomenal. They get them completely
You know, I saw about the group you deal with.
Yeah, they get the dog in perfect shape before it comes up, make sure it's in great health. And but you still need to get a vet check. You know, you still need to do a flea and tick treatment. You know, and they're
when people are adopting, they're getting a great little dog that's been well taken care of.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
And so
they get all the paperwork. You know, we have everything.
And if people are interested in adopting a dog, how do you vet them?
Well, I have a pretty thorough application process. I just figure my ultimate job in all of this is to find them a good home. You know, I don't want to just sort of ship them out. So I have three references are required, one veterinary reference, because that's going to tell me the truth about sort of what kind of animal owner this person was in the past. I want to do a home visit for sure. If you're going to tell me you live on an acre, I want to make sure you live on an acre.
And it's fenced or whatever.
Absolutely. Just want to see that what you've told me on the application, you know, it corresponds with what I see. And then the people that rescued these four phenomenal families, they came and spent time with the dogs at my place. Then I went to their place with the dogs. And I've actually been able to do home visits.
And tell me how that's going with these four families.
Oh, they're fantastic, all of them. I visited Nico last week.
Oh, Nico.
Oh, yeah. And he was just all over me. It was like, oh, you know, it was so exciting.
But is he bonded with his new family?
Oh, he loves his new mom. She's fantastic. She's all the people I picked, it's amazing. All the ladies have very gentle souls. They're all very similar, actually, women. And these are their kids. You know, they treat them like kids.
Sandra, you'd howl because you know, Taco, you got Sophie, who's big. Mm-hmm. But now Taco, we know we have three teens and young adults, and we treat this dog like a baby.
I know. I have five dependents.
Do the same stuff we used to do. What's that?
I have five dependents. My two kids, two dogs, and a cat.
I see you kind of saying, oh, let me get your card. Yeah. You would love one of these dogs. And you know what? It's with an older dog, it's amazing how it makes them young again, too, when add one of these little rescues. Because it gives them sort of this little purpose again, a job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's freaking life. Talking about dependent, my own dog is so codependent that if he gets even a leaf on the side of his paw when we're walking, he just stops and lifts the paw for me to take it.
Oh, my God.
To remove this, please.
Yeah, I was saying with HUD, we didn't do a great job. There are kids, too many bottles. And with the begging dogs, you know, like somewhere we didn't do the training. And about training, do you think that's important for these dogs to have training? Or do they even need it when they get here?
Well, they need some house training. You know, they do need some house training. I'm lucky because I have a sliding door that I kind of leave open, and dogs prefer to go outside. So that, you know, to me, there didn't seem to be much of a problem. Dogs are really quick. They figure it out.
And they learn from the other dog, right?
They really do. Yeah. Sitting, stay, lie down, those are things that would need to be worked on because they just want to be on your lap or attached to you somehow.
And our little dog goes on her back a lot. Would that mean, like, she's so, you know, fearful? That's probably because she was hit a lot.
Yeah, one of the dogs that came up, Blondie, was very clearly beaten. She just, around any man, just started vibrating and shaking.
Like, it's horrible.
It was really sad to see. But, you know, we worked with her with guys, and, you know, she started to realize, oh, okay, not all men are going to beat me, you know. So, it's like they forget. Dogs aren't like us. They don't remember and hold on to, you know, the bad stuff that happens and drag it around with them. You know, they just get on with it. And
I
they're
come
like,
back as a dog.
Yeah. And they just get on with it. And they're just like, I'm safe now. So great. I'm going to behave that way. I'm in a safe environment. So.
And what do you say to people that are looking for a change in their life and how you feel now as opposed to a year ago? What is, even though it's financially difficult, how do you feel about finding this purpose in life?
Oh, I finally feel like I'm doing what I was sent here to do or what I'm here to do. Like, I always envied people growing up who were like, I want to be a pilot or I want to be a teacher because I had no idea. I never connected with that. And now, because this is it, this is what I've always wanted to do. And I would say to anyone, just take a leap of faith, because I really find the universe, if you're doing what you're meant to do and you're going in the direction you're meant to go, things just sort of fall in line with that, you know?
You know, I really believe that. And just like you said, you looked at that page and saw her tiny story and you connected with it. Why that day? Why then? Mm-hmm. Because that was meant to be. And Sandra, I know you've had different careers. Mm-hmm. And look how you've led into this. And it's a lot of work, but you love it. And you meet so many people and people that you've helped. And I know that's a big part of it for you, too.
Yeah, even the dinner for one, I think that kind of, you know, I just got
inundated with requests with, you know, individual meals, especially for the seniors in our community. There really isn't a lot of choices for them. And they would come in, and they would, they're just the cutest little people, you know, and they're just like, I just want a good meal, you know. And I'm just like, and our what's for dinner, of course, were oven-ready meals, so they still had to be cooking there for family-sized meals and would not, you know, suit them. And I just, you know, after, you know, 2 years of that, I just thought, okay, enough is enough, right? So anyways, that's how Dinner for One kind of came about, and it's just taken off, and they're so grateful. Like, just, you know, we all deserve a meal and a dog.
Yes. Well, you know, they're both nourishing for the soul.
Yes.
It's a good meal that's not just the toast and tea thing.
Yeah.
That's actually a good balanced meal which you provide. Mm-hmm. And also a little dog that a lot of seniors can still have a dog that gives so much back to you, right? And
absolutely.
I think we all like to nurture something.
Yes.
Whether it's a child, a dog, something to love, right? Yeah. So when we come back, let's talk about how people can get a hold of you and when the dogs are coming in.
Great.
Back in a minute.
When will you retire? 5 years from now? 25? If it's on your mind, tune in to Terry Moore on Talk to the Experts this afternoon from 3 to 4. He'll be joined by Harp Sandhu of Macquarie Private Wealth. They'll discuss the investments phase of the Critical 10, before and beyond, addressing key questions you need to ask if you want to plan for financial comfort. You'll want to listen. They'll take your calls. Macquarie Private Wealth on Talk to the Experts this afternoon at 3 on CFAX 1070.
I'm CTV's Astrid Brownschmidt. I get stopped on the street and people just want to talk about the one thing we all have in common, and it's the weather. And boy, here on Vancouver Island, we are opinionated about our weather. A lot of us do outdoor activities, so whether you're sailing, you're going fishing, what's going to impact their families the most? What's happening around the world that might affect travel? Yeah, I think I am a little bit of a weather nerd.
The faces you know, the people you trust. CTV News Vancouver Island with Hudson Mack, weeknights at 5, 6, and 11.
Imagine you're sending a letter from Victoria to Nanaimo. Today, that letter would be processed in Victoria and never leave the island. But as of September 16th, Canada Post wants to ship all island mail to Vancouver and have it processed there, eliminating Victoria jobs. An initial $500,000 in wages is on the chopping block, hurting our local economy and compromising service. This is a bad plan. To voice your concerns, please contact your Member of Parliament and say, on behalf of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, Victoria Local, keep the work in Victoria.
The LightRise cordless lifting system by Hunter Douglas from Saffron Window Fashions is not only simple, but smart too. The elimination of cords allows for an uncluttered look and increased safety for children and pets. Simply put, it's absolute innovation. The LightRise cordless system by Hunter Douglas, so simple, it's like child's play. For a limited time, get a free upgrade to Duet Arcatella, Silhouette, and Nantucket. Plus, save up to 50% on roller shades, horizontal aluminum, and wood blinds. Visit Saffron Window Fashions on Souk Road and Kelly Road. Call 744-2523.
We are back with Sandra Hellemis from What's for Dinner and Sarah Duncan from Pioneer's Town Dog Rescue. You were just showing us some pictures of your dogs.
Yeah.
So cute. Now, when are these 8 coming up?
We don't have the exact date yet. Right now, they work on that in California, and it's about getting flights donated and stuff like that. So they're working on that end. We just know it's going to be the end of August. We'll probably find out in the next week or so. The important thing is the 8 have been pulled that would have been euthanized.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and they're now getting spayed and neutered, and so they're getting all prepped to come up. And it's pretty special looking at that face going, wow, like you came this close to not making it.
So close.
Do they pick which 8 are pulled, or do you, how does that?
No, they pick. It's a horrific job. She calls me crying quite often because she has to leave dogs behind.
Mm-hmm. When I worked in TV in Victoria, I started as pet of the week, and you know, it was amazing, like getting cats into different businesses so they could be there, or dogs, and putting the call out, and usually it worked if we would, you know, specify one specific dog or that was going to be euthanized sooner or whatever, they'd find a home, because people are very passionate here, especially in Vancouver Island, that, you know, I think there's a lot of people that care a lot, and there are homes out there. We just have to get the information out so they know about it. So if people want to donate, how can they get a hold of you, and what do you need?
The best way to get a hold of me is to Google Tiny's Town Dog Rescue. It's such a tongue twister, but like, I had to name it Tiny's Town after her. I had to.
Tiny's Town Dog Rescue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you Google that, you'll get my site right away. You can also look me up on Facebook. There's a Tiny's Town Dog Rescue Facebook page.
Okay.
And there's donate buttons there. There's ways to contact me there. On the website is the address. You can you know, checks can be made payable to Tiny's Town Dog Rescue and mailed to me. I'm happy to pick up, you know.
And are you, do you have tax status for...
No, not yet. I need to be a nonprofit. I'm a registered nonprofit. Okay. So, you know, we've got members and directors and stuff like that. So we're legal registered. But you have to be nonprofit for a year established before you can apply to be a charity, right. A registered charity with Revenue Canada. So we're just waiting for that. As soon as the year is up, which will be early May, we will apply for
so
that.
So any amounts will help.
Anything.
Anything people have $5 offered to help.
Anything helps. Yeah, absolutely.
And then if you know somebody or if you are that person and you'll have 8 dogs now, and then as things go, you will progress. But right now there's 8 that need a home.
Absolutely. And also, too, if you know of a local dog that needs rescue that's a small dog, like I will take any, you know, we just had an owner surrender a couple of weeks ago that we found a home for. So, you know, we would never say no to a local dog. If there's a local dog in need, absolutely.
And that
happens
a lot, too. I'm sure you've seen, Sandra, with people that are getting older and they just can't handle the dog anymore.
Or they move and they go.
And the dog is left with no one to love it. So you can step in and help in that, maybe connect people.
100%, yes.
That's great. Now let's talk a little bit about our summers, too. Anything else coming up this summer for you? Any places you're going to get to or local places or favorite places on the island you want to go visit?
A couple of years back I said I was going to make a point every summer go to one of the different islands. Because, I'm not originally from here. I'm from Alberta. So a lot of the islands I haven't been to. Like, I've been to maybe about, 4 or 5 of them. But there are so many other ones. So I kind of always thought that every year, every summer, I was going to take one island and go visit it for the day. And I haven't done that yet. So
great
you know
idea.
An easy one to do, though, is Salt Spring.
I've done that one.
Okay, so that's off your list. So.
Yeah, I did that one last year.
Okay, so now, in the next few weeks, just pick one and just do it. Pick a day. Right?
Yeah, I should
easy
do that.
Easy as that.
I know.
How about you?
Oh, dog. My life's gone to the dog.
Let's
be honest.
Gone to the dog. Dog days of summer.
Yeah, there's no more dating. Like, all that's over.
Maybe you'll meet that perfect dog guy. Yeah. A guy, the perfect thing to do is get a dog.
Yes.
You go out with a dog and
all the girls
after,
are.
Right?
Yeah, I usually have 10, though.
Yeah, right. They're going, oh, it's crazy dog lady.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly.
Well, there's always, like, Parksville or so many places on the island, too, right, if you want to. Just for the day, take a drive, and so many cool places. Places to go, favorite games to play. I've been playing a lot of bocce lately. You guys do any sort of favorite summer pastimes?
Walking my dogs.
Walking your dogs?
Yeah. Not to sound redundant, but fetch.
It's been a busy summer for me. Getting the kids ready for university is a whole different ball game than, like high school. It's just, it's a total different.
I think that having older kids is almost more work.
Yeah.
Because there's so much to organize for them in a way and make sure it's all, even though they're old enough to do some of it, whether it's a child who's going to grade 12 and they want to do something, and like their grades or what they want to do beyond that, or Rachel going to university in Austria for a co-op, getting all the forms and just so many pieces and every
one
of them.
You can't miss a date.
Yeah,
like at least high school, well, you're there day one, you're there. Your name is usually on the list. But, with university, there's just everything, like the books and the orientations, like the first year. And it's just so much.
So much stuff. Yeah. Well, it's been a great show. TJ, thank you as always. Sarah, wonderful to have you in. I think it's great what you're doing. I hope people, if they're listening, will help you out. And also will learn their own passion that, it's worth taking that chance because there's better things in life maybe than what you're doing and that will help other people.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. Sandra, as always, what's for dinner and single servings? Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Servings for one?
Dinner for one. Uno.
Uno. If you want to get a hold of me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Send me your ideas. If it's radio or real estate, that's where you can find me. And until we meet again, enjoy your weekend.